I started serious design work on the satellite instruments in, I think it was about April 1956. The first thing I had to do was to learn about transistors, because I had never seen one. We knew we had to use transistors. The whole instrument package that ended up being flown on Explorer 3, which was a little more ambitious instrument than Explorer 1, that whole package took far less power than simply lighting the filament on a single vacuum tube. My instrument package that went into Explorer 3 was about between 8 and 9 pounds. Of course, transistors would have been absolutely essential for that to work. Of course, you remember that we were struggling to get the entire satellite weight down to about 23 pounds, which was the total capability for orbiting from a Jupiter C launch vehicle. As I say, the instrument package in Explorer 3 was a cylinder about 6 inches in diameter and about a foot long, and that whole package weighed between 8 and 9 pounds. Well, I worked on this package for Vanguard, and then after Sputnik was launched in October of 1957, there was a big flurry of activity, and approval was given to the Army for going ahead with a launch with the Jupiter C. And again, there's a long history behind this, but Van Allen led it, and I participated in working with the people at Huntsville, Alabama, in designing a version of our package that would fit onto the Jupiter C launch vehicle. And when Sputnik was launched and the Army finally received the go-ahead for that, then I made the switch in our instrument to the Army's program. Well, they wanted an initial launch that was extremely high reliability, absolute minimum risk, greatest redundancy, and so on. So he extracted a part of my instrument and combined it with two continuously operating beacons and put those on Explorer 1.